Welcome! Today we are heading to Rovinj, on Croatia's Istrian coast, a town of pale stone, fishing boats, and a skyline that rises neatly toward the Church of St. Euphemia. This is a three-day escape designed for moving slowly, one day in the old town, one by the coast and table, and one inland among Istrian hill towns. The real pleasure is leaving space for detours. Rovinj makes a strong first impression because it is compact and visual. The old town occupies a peninsula, its buildings seeming to gather around the hill rather than line up politely beside it. Arrive near the harbor and look toward the water before chasing any landmark. Fishing port character still shapes the view. Boats, waterfront cafes, working edges of town, and changing Adriatic light. For exploring Istria beyond Rovinj, traveling by road is often the most flexible choice. It makes the inland villages and hill towns easier to reach without turning the day into a transport puzzle. Buses can work well if you are arriving from a larger regional hub or staying local. For a day trip, though, check the current routes and schedules before committing. Connections can shape the whole rhythm of the day. Once you have dropped your bag, resist the urge to optimize every minute. Rovinj rewards an initial, slightly aimless walk. Let the town introduce itself through a shaded passage, a laundry line, or a glimpse of blue water. On day one, give the old town your full attention. Start in the morning, when the lanes feel cooler and quieter, then allow yourself to drift uphill toward the Church of St. Euphemia. The route is part of the destination. Streets narrow, steps appear unexpectedly, and the stones can be steep and polished. Comfortable shoes are not an afterthought here. They are your best piece of sightseeing equipment. Do not treat the church simply as a box to tick. Pause around it, notice the elevated position, and take in how the roofs, harbor, and seat arrange themselves below. It is a useful moment to understand Rovinj's geography. Then work your way back down by a different lane. That small decision changes the experience completely. You may find a quiet residential corner, a small workshop, or one of those framed sea views that makes you stop without planning to. By afternoon, return to the harbor and waterfront. This is where Rovinj feels most open after the close texture of the old town. Sit with a coffee or something cool and watch the town's daily movement rather than racing past it. For sunset, choose a coastal viewpoint and keep expectations gentle. The best memory may not be a perfect photograph. It may be the color moving across the water while the old town darkens into silhouette. If dinner follows, keep the first evening simple. You have walked on uneven stone all day, and that is enough. A relaxed meal and an early stroll along the waterfront can be far more satisfying than another ambitious plan. Day 2 widens the frame. Rovinj is not only its peninsula. Its coastal surroundings offer a needed change of pace, especially after the concentrated beauty and climbing lanes of the old town. The Golden Cape Forest Park area is a good place for that reset. Go for a gentle walk beneath the trees, follow the coast at your own speed, and notice how quickly the atmosphere shifts from stone town to green shoreline. Stay on marked paths, take your litter with you, and remember that these landscapes are not a backdrop designed solely for visitors. A quieter approach usually gives you a better experience anyway. Lunch or dinner is the right moment to explore Istrian food, but not as a checklist. Let the season and the restaurant guide you. Along the coast, seafood may be the natural choice. Inland influences appear on many menus too. Look out for Istrian olive oil, which deserves attention beyond a decorative drizzle. Ask how it is being used, taste it with bread if offered, and notice its role in connecting simple ingredients rather than overwhelming them. Fugi, the local pasta shape, is another useful doorway into the region. It may arrive with a sauce that feels hearty or refined, depending on the kitchen. Truffles are an Istrian specialty when they are seasonally available, not a promise for every meal. A thoughtful food day includes restraint. One excellent, unhurried meal tells you more than ordering every regional specialty at once. Leave room for a local wine, a later waterfront walk, and the pleasure of remembering what you actually tasted. For day 3, head inland but choose one hill town rather than trying to collect them all. Motovun or Grajnjan can each make a rewarding excursion, with stone streets, elevated views, and a distinctly different sense of Istria. Motovun is known for its prominent hilltop setting and broad outlook across the surrounding landscape. Grajnjan offers its own intimate appeal in lanes and stone buildings. The choice is less about finding a winner than matching the mood you want. If you are driving, leave enough time for the journey in itself. The rural landscapes are part of the excursion, and rushing from viewpoint to viewpoint misses the contrast that makes inland Istria feel so refreshing after the coast. Without a car, plan carefully in advance. Check the current transport options, the return connection, and how much walking is involved after arrival. A smaller itinerary you can enjoy calmly is better than an elaborate one that leaves you stranded or hurried. Bring the day back to Ravenge before it becomes an endurance test. There is something satisfying about returning to the familiar waterfront after an inland view. The same town now feels richer because you have seen the landscapes around it. For a calmer kind of visit, late spring and early autumn are especially appealing. The conditions are generally pleasant, and the coast often feels less intense than at the height of summer. Summer has its own appeal, brighter, livelier, and often warmer. Just expect more people and plan your walks, meals, and outdoor time with that energy in mind. Early starts and unhurried evenings are sensible companions. Most importantly, treat Ravenge as a live-in town, not a stage set. Keep noise low in residential lanes. Support small local businesses thoughtfully, respect dining customs, and give historic spaces and natural areas the care you hope visitors would give your home. The useful takeaway is simple. Ravenge works best as a base for slow exploration. Let the old town breathe. Make time for the coast and choose one inland detour rather than trying to conquer all of Istria in 3 days. Thank you for listening. I hope this has helped you imagine a more spacious, flavorful way to experience Ravenge and the Istrian coast. Safe travels and goodbye for now.